cello and pianoforte. He had a bad feeling about this.
"Thank you again for accompanying me," Winston Bevelstoke said to him.
Richard regarded his good friend with a sceptical expression. "I find it unsettling," he remarked, "how often you've thanked me."
"I'm known for my impeccable manners," Winston said with a shrug.
He'd always been a shrugger. In fact, most of Richard's memories of him involved some sort of, what can I say, shoulder motion.
"It doesn't really matter if I forget to take my Latin exam. I'm a second son."
Shrug.
"The rowboat was already capsized by the time I arrived on the bank."
Shrug.
"As with all things in life, the best option is to blame my sister."
Shrug. Also, evil grin. Richard had once been as unserious as Winston. In fact, he would very much like to be that unserious again. But, as mentioned, he hadn't time for that. He had 2 weeks. 3, he supposed. 4 was the absolute limit.
"Do you know any of them?"
he asked Winston.
"Any of who?"
Richard held up the programme.
"The musicians."
Winston cleared his throat, his eyes sliding guiltily away.
"I hesitate to call them musicians."
Richard looked toward the performance area that had been set up in the Plainsworth ballroom.
"Do you know them?" he repeated.
"Have you been introduced?"
It was all well and good for Winston to make his customary cryptic comments, but Richard was here for a reason.
"The Smythe Smith girls?"
Winston shrugged.
"Most of them.
Let me see. Who's playing this year?"
He looked down at his programme.
"Lady Sarah Prentice at the pianoforte. That's odd. She's married."
"Damn."
"It's usually just the single ladies," Winston explained. "They trot them out every year to perform. Once they're married, they get to retire."
Richard was aware of this. In fact, it was the primary reason he had agreed to attend. Not that anyone would have found this surprising. When an unmarried gentleman of 27 reappeared in London after a 3-year absence, one did not need to be a matchmaking mama to know what that meant. He just hadn't expected to be so rushed. Frowning, he let his eyes fall on the pianoforte. It looked well made. Expensive. Definitely nicer than the one he had back at Maycliffe Park.
"Who else?" Winston murmured, reading the elegantly printed names in the programme.
"Miss Daisy Smythe Smith on violin. Oh, yes, I've met her. She's dreadful."
"Double damn."
"What's wrong with her?"
Richard asked.
"No sense of humour, which wouldn't be such a bad thing. It's not as if everyone else is a barrel of laughs. It's just that she's so obvious about it."
"How is one obvious about a lack of humour?"
"I have no idea," Winston admitted. "But she is. Very pretty, though. All blonde, bouncy curls and such."
He made a blonde, bouncy motion near his ear, which led Richard to wonder how it was possible that Winston's hand movements were so clearly not brunette.
"Lady Harriet Plainsworth, also on violin,"
Winston continued.
"I don't believe we have been introduced. She must be Lady Sarah's younger sister. Barely out of the schoolroom, if my memory serves. Can't be much more than 16.
Triple damn. Perhaps Richard should just leave now.
"And on the cello?"
Winston slid his finger along the heavy stock of the programme until he found the correct spot.
"Miss Iris Smythe Smith."
"What's wrong with her?"
Richard asked, because it seemed unlikely that there wouldn't be something. Winston shrugged.
"Nothing that I know of."
Which meant that she probably yodeled in her spare time, when she wasn't practising taxidermy, on crocodiles. Richard used to be a lucky fellow, really.
"She's very pale,"
Winston said. Richard looked over at him.
"Is that a flaw?"
"Of course not. It's just..."
Winston paused, his brow coming together in a little furrow of concentration.
"Well, to be honest, that's pretty much all I..."